ISKCON BBT founder Acharya is divine Krishna Prabhupada ki jai. ఏం విశ్వపాద ప్రహంస పరిపాదికాచార్యుష్టు సరస్వతీ సింహర్షుల భక్తి సిద్ధాంత సరస్వతి గోస్వామి ప్రభుపాదికి అనంతకుడి వైష్ణవ బృందకి జయ నామాచార్య శిలవరదాస్ ఠాకూర్కి జయ ప్రేమ సిగహో శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అదైత గదాధర్ శివాసది గోర్ భక్తబృందకి జయ శ్రీ శ్రీ రాధాకృష్ణ గో గోపినా శ్యామకుండ రాధాకుండ గిరి గోవర్ధనకి జయ వృందావన్ మథుర ధామ్ కీ జయ మాయాపూర్ నవద్వీప ధామ్ ధామ్ కీ జయ జగన్నాథపురి ధామ్ కీ జయ లాచోన్ నిగమ్ ధామ్ కీ జయ గంగమయ్య జమునమయ్య కీ జయ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్లాస్ కీ జయ శిల ప్రభుపాద గురు పూజ కీ జయ శ్రీ శ్రీ రాధా శ్యామ సుందర కృష్ణ రామ గోవిందాయ శుభ దర్శనార్థి కీ జయ సమవేత వైష్ణవృంద కీ జయ నితాయ గౌర ప్రేమానందే హరి All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. So today we are serving Srimad Bhagavatam. First Canto, 18th chapter. Entitled by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada as King Parikshit cursed by a Brahmana boy. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur titled this also the Brahmana's curse. And today, text 36, 37, 38. So before we begin, we want to purify our consciousness so we can perceive Krishna through the Bhagavatam. So please join together, folded hand. If you cannot, at least in the subtle body, you can folded hand. Evoke the mercy of Lord Vasudev, a form that manifested in Golok Vrindavan on the lap of Mother Yashoda, while Gargacharya was naming. Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritam. Narancaiva Narottamam. Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam. Tato jayam mudiraye nasta prayesu avadresu nittam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati uttama sloke bhakti bhavati naishtaki. Those who listened yesterday's class by His Grace Kalakanta Prabhu, I never heard this, but this is a very fascinating that he said Srila Prabhupada was asked, I never heard first time, it was so nice, by a scholarly devotee, what is the most important one verse in Bhagavata? Anybody remembers from yesterday? Tadbhaka Visarga Janita. Yes, that also I thought, or Ate Changsa Kalapungsa, I also thought that, because that's like a Parivaisya Sutra. It's illuminated the whole Bhagavata. But no, Prabhupada says, maybe we all can repeat after me. It is from 1.2.9. I would never imagine until I hear. So please repeat after that, so we'll begin after this. Dharmaisya. Hi apavargasya na artha arthaya उपकल्पते न अर्थस्य धर्म एक अंतस्य कामलाभाय स्मृतः. द ट्रांसलेशन गोज, ऑल ऑक्युपेशनल एंगेजमेंट आर सर्टेनली मेंट फॉर अल्टीमेट लिबरेशन. They should never be performed for material gain. Furthermore, according to the sages, one who is engaged in the ultimate occupational service should never use material gain to cultivate sense gratification. So we have, maybe those who are interested, you can memorize the verse in the translation, since this is most important to Srila Prabhupada. I never heard, 44 years almost. I'll text Kalakanda Guru to find out where it was. But at least Prabhupada quote that verse is the most important. So we take it as it is. There could be more than one. Yeah. But we take it as it is. Okay, so today's 18th chapter, text 36. इति उक्ता रसता तम्राक्ष वायसन ऋषि बालकः कौशिक अपउपस्रा उपस्पृश्य वाक्वर्ज्यं विसर्जयः. इति उक्ता रसतामक्ष वायासन ऋषि बालकः कौशिकाप उपस्पृश्य वाक्वज्रं विसर्जयः. इति उक्ता रसताम्राक्ष वायसान ऋषि बालकः कौशिकाप उपस्पृश्य वाक्वज्रं विसर्जयः. Listen. इति उक्ता रसताम्राक्ष वायसान ऋषि बालकः कौशिकापोपस्पृश्य वाक्वज्रं विसर्जयः. इति उक्ता तम्राक्ष वायसान ऋषि बालकः
you.
word to word iti das ukta saying rasa tamra aksha with red hot eyes due to being angry vayasham unto the playmates rishi balakaha the son of a rishi kausiki the river kausika apaha water Upasprisha by touching Bako words. Vajram thunderbolt. Vishasarja through Ha in the past. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. The son of the Rishi, his eyes red hot with anger, touched the water of the river Kausika. While speaking to his playmates, discharge the following thunderbolts of words. Purpose. The circumstances under which Maharaj Parikshit was cast, simply childish. The circumstances under which Maharaj Parikshit was cast were simply childish. There is difference between child and childish, or like child or childlike. As it appears from this verse, Sringi was showing his impotency amongst his playmates. We were innocent. Who were innocent? Any sane man would have prevented him from doing such great harm to all human society. By killing a king like Maharaj Parikshit, just to make a show of acquired Brahmanical power. Very interesting word Prabhupada used. The inexperienced son of a Brahmana committed a great mistake. 37 together iti langai tya marjadam takshaka saptamehani angshayati sma langram choditame tatodham. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. The Brahmana's son cursed the king thus: on the seventh day from today, a snake bird will bite the most wretched one of that dynasty, Maharaj Parikshit, because of his having broken the laws of etiquette by insulting my father. Thus the beginning of the misuse of Brahmanical power began, and gradually the Brahmanas in the age of Kali became devoid of both Brahmanical powers and culture. The Brahmana boy considered Maharaj Parikshit to be Kulanga or the wretched of the dynasty. But factually, the Brahmana boy himself was so, because only from him did the Brahmana caste become powerless, like the snake whose poison teeth are broken. The snake is fearful as long as his poison teeth are there. Otherwise, he is fearful only to children. The personality of Kali conquered the Brahmana boy first, and gradually the other castes. Thus, the whole scientific system of the orders of society in this age has assumed the form of a vitiated caste system, which is now being uprooted by another class of men, similarly influenced by the age of Kali. One should see to the root cause of vitiation and not try to condemn the system as it is.
without knowledge of its scientific value. And one more. Together.
Tato bheta shramo balo gale sarpa kale varam vitaram baksha dukkata mukta kantha rudaham.
In translation. Thereafter, the boy returned to the hermitage. He saw a snake on his father's shoulder. And out of his grief, he cried very loudly. Purport. The boy was not happy because he committed a great mistake, and he wanted to be relieved of the burden on his heart by crying. So after entering the hermitage and seeing his father in that condition, he cried loudly so that he might be relieved, but it was too late. The father regretted the whole incident. Now this is a beautiful pastime. I'm sure you all are familiar, or you will be hearing in next 2 weeks the whole pastime. So I'm going to focus something relevant to our life. Would I do that mistake that boy did? Sure, I can see. As a devotee, we will not do. When I say devotee, means I'm aware who King Parikshit is. So what causes this problem? Ajnana, ignorance. So Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, he gives a very nice, wonderful explanation on this. So before I begin, I want the mercy of all of you, senior Vaishnava, Vaishnavis. Please bestow some wonderful blessing in my heart so that I can say something that I realize by hearing from Srila Prabhupada's lectures and purport. And many of senior devotees' classes. Also, I am begging mercy to all the Guru Paramparas. We all can join together. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Ginanjana Salakaya YouTube, we have to close. No, YouTube is sound system. You have to block. Okay. Again. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah Sri Chaitanya Manavistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Shayam Rupa Kada Mahayam Dadisha Padantikam Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Juta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Sabadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakanitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedantam Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Pashyat desha tarine Bancha kalpa taru vesha Kripa sindhu kai vacha Patitanam pavanebho Vaishnavibho namo namo Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Binda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram,
Hare. So in this first sloka, Sringi, the son of the Brahmana, who has acquired Brahmanical power, those who come to ISKCON or Krishna Consciousness Society, we also do that. We acquire knowledge. But acquired knowledge, what is the problem? It is like you are going to a destiny, you fill up your tank and you're driving, but you are not focusing where you're heading. Until the tank is empty, you're going to refill again. Where are you going? We are going as long as the gas is there. That doesn't make, how excitement is there? So if you look at sometime our life, this is Sringi, but it is also in my life. Is my life purpose-driven life? It has to be. There has to be destiny that I'm trying to reach. Otherwise, journey may be exciting for a while, but it will. So what is that relevant to here? That he acquired knowledge. Sringi got so much power. Of course, due to King Parikshit protecting the Brahmana culture, that is true. But nonetheless, he is protecting, but he forgot that acquired knowledge is not enough. The knowledge, hearing through our ear, it has to be contemplated. It has to be reflected. Why do we practice? In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Sreyohi genam ebhasat genat dhyanam vishishyate dhyanat karma phalot egat tegat santi nirantaram. Conclusion, if you cannot do this, you do this. If you cannot do this, you do this. On 12th chapter Bhagavad Gita. Then Krishna gave the conclusion, Sreyohi genam ebhasat. So whatever you're doing, you must ask, why I'm doing this? Why you come to Mangalarti every day? I used to investigate. I asked Nagaraj Prabhu. I asked many devotees, including Mother Sukada, many who are like daily coming Mangalarti. Why do you come to Mangalarti? Why? Even Kaliapani Prabhu, I remember. I wrote it down always. And I look at it sometimes. Very interesting. Very fascinating. Motivates. One was, I won't say the name particularly. One says, because Prabhupada wants us to come to morning sadhana. Another devotee says, well, the follow shruti of that Mangalarti song, Gurbhastaka song, he says, Srimad Guru Rastakam Eto Duchere Brahma Muhurte Patuti Prajatna Jastena Vrindavananata Sakshat Sevepa Labba Janati. So, Srimad Guru Rastakam Eto Duchere. Anybody seen this Gurbhastakam prayers? How you sing? Ucche means loudly. Not disturbing others, but loud enough that everybody needs to hear. Brahma Muhurte, but it has to be sung in Brahma Muhurta time. Very specific thing, not after sunrise. What will happen? End of your life, if you do this every day, you will go to Vrindavananatha Sakshat. Directly you will get the loving service to Lord of Vrindavan, the heart, Lord of the heart of Vrindavan, Sri Krishna Chandra, Srimati Radharani. So this is the guarantee. So this is very fascinating. I asked Dravida Prabhu, he also said, interesting. Everybody has a very nice, different view. It's very funny, I never found duplicate. That's very fascinating. So here it says that when we hear, anything we hear in spiritual knowledge, if we do not contemplate, if we do not reflect, it will never stay at the head. So Krishna says, Krishna told after a whole conversation, Srehi genam abhasat gena denam vishishyate. You must engage intelligent and inquiring why you do things you do in this bhakti path. He's telling this to Arjuna for us. And if you inquire and engage intelligent and then you start thinking, okay, this is the purpose, I'm doing it. But what is the result supposed to be given? I supposed to be three things in this verse of Bhagavad Gita. Purification, heart transformation, or consciousness transformation, and satisfaction. So, we should ask actually, each of us, we can ask ourselves, am I satisfied, happy in this spiritual path? What is wrong in the process, or am I doing not properly? Sringi acquired knowledge, he had the power, but he did not ever apply. As a result, he became angry. Oh, this will happen to me too if I don't do it. Krishna himself said, Gena Vijnana Trippatma, Triptatma. You should be satisfied when you practice Bhakti Yoga. But he breaks down. He says, Jnana has to become Vijnana. It has to have a application. When we apply, then what happens? Then you are regretting, repenting. Srila Prabhupada said in the purport, the moment you regret or repent, door of liberation opens. You have transcended. Means transformation has taken. After transformation, satisfaction. No transformation, no purification, no transformation, obviously no satisfaction. This is very important. Because here, in this verse, it says that, let me see the verse. Here it says that angry Sringi, he cursed King Parikshit. Of course, in few days, as the next speaker come, and they will explain that what went wrong. So he has a power. We also have so much power. Maybe we are not aware of it. Srila Prabhupada says, Prachetas, the 10 brothers, they did meditation. Say for an example, if you do meditation 10,000 years in Treta Yugas, it's equal 10 years in Ishkan. Wow. So if you are 40 years in Ishkan, 50 years in Ishkan, it's almost like 50,000 years meditation. Hiranyakashipu got such an unbelievable boon. The highest insurance policy Hiranyakashipu got after 36,000 years meditation. Nobody ever got that kind of boon in the history of in this universe. That 36,000 years is as equal as 36 years in Ishkan. So what is over there? Concentration was there. So Krishna says, if you apply the knowledge, then you will be able to actually sit down anywhere and meditate on the Lord. Why do we need meditation? Meditation is not some idea. Meditation is real. What we are doing right now? You are giving your oral meditation. When we are singing, dancing, we are giving, absorbed in the chanting, the inner connection. When we are having this inner connection during our chanting, dancing, then automatically inner connection will give us a conviction. I like it. I want to do it. That gives us determination for spiritual growth. So here, ज्ञान विज्ञान तृप्तात्मा कुटस्थ विजितेन्द्रिय युक्त इति उच्चते योगी. I made a little drawing, but I could not put it up. So that I hope even one person remembers this principle. When we hear this acquired knowledge, has to be contemplated, then it will go to head. And from head, it will go to heart by applying. If we only hear, it never goes to the head, it will never go to the heart. Because channel is like this. Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote a song on this. Karnaranda patha diya ridhi maje prabesiya barishaya sudhaya nupam ridaya haite bale jiparaya kvete chale sabdarupe nache anukshan. How this process of chanting works, Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes. That when it enters through the ear, you have to learn how to capture it. How do you capture it? By contemplating. Whose name am I chanting? Just like Prabhupada answered to Bhagavan Das when he says, in the temple we are all chanting, is the result of our chanting will produce the same. Prabhupada did not say yes or no. I'm paraphrasing his. This is in Veda Vyas, you can look at it. He says when someone chants, it connects to the absolute truth. How do you connect to the absolute truth? Prabhupada said it. It's not like just by saying Hare Krishna is supreme absolute truth. Tat vidhi pranipadena pariprasnana sevaya upadekshanti te genam genina tatta darshina. The guru needed. Why guru needed? Where am I? Am I this body? No. So Krishna says in 5.20.21.22 famous verse. One is the devotee's understanding, one is Karmi's understanding. So devotee's understanding says, Bhajyas Parshasya Asaptamana. First you think you are not this body, external, no outside. So where is Pran Govinda Das? Inside this body. Am I seeing myself? No. Krishna is also inside this body, in my heart. Am I seeing? No. And we have a relationship. Three things. Therefore it says, bow down to the lotus feet of Guru. Who can show you? I cannot see. It's a very scientific, if you really deeply analytical study on these verses. Tat vidhi pranipatena, you bow down not just physically, internally, inward. I cannot see Prabhupada. Please show me. Where am I in this body? How to identify? Where is Krishna in this body? How is the relationship? I cannot see. It is required. That will connect through Guru, absolute truth. So we don't just take a japamala and say, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. No. We think of Prabhupada's mercy connecting us. Then Prabhupada told this to Giriraj Maharaj. Loknath Maharaj, they were in a morning walk in Bombay. He said, we don't chant Hare Krishna, we chant Panchatattva. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told us to chant Hare Krishna. So by the mercy of Panchatattva, we chant Hare Krishna. Very scientifically. So we also connect that way. So then, when you apply the intelligence, Krishna says, Dhyana karmat falottega. All your suffering that caused by this separate interest you had or I had from Krishna, what causes the karma? Karma. Avidya karma sangyanna. Where is karma idea come from? Karma is not just do something to get something. That's a materialist explanation. Karma means also by the religious people according to align with the scriptures when you do activities, karma kanda. But when Vaishnava, Gauriya Vaishnava gives the definition of karma, so long I have a desire separately from Krishna, whatever it is karma, period. So karma is not necessarily activity, it is the consciousness behind the activity. So in that sense, This verse Krishna says in 12.12 in Bhagavad Gita. Dhena karma phalate tat. Whatever you are destined to experience through in this life, you cannot destroy. You are born with it. Mahaprabhu counseled to his mother when Mother Lakshmi passed away. Prabhu kohe sukate ji sunamara mata nirbandha naguchen likhan vidata. Vidata means Brahmaji. Every time a human child is born anywhere in this planet, Brahmaji's main focus, I hope you all know, chapter 16, 5th canto, 17, these two chapters very so much about the karma. This is the only planet, this planet that we are in, is the only planet you buy tickets. Karma planet. Karma mayam, Prabhupada put in the summary. That Brahmaji paid this more attention to this planet than rest of the universe. Because rest of the universe is the result of their karma. Ticket. Once you are in the airplane, it's not important. It's just as long as the destiny is reached. But when you buy the ticket, you make a decision. So this planet is the where we actually literally producing our future. Right at this moment, you are making your future. Where are you going to be after the end of this life or wherever? You are producing every moment how the attitude we have, the character we focus, it's producing our future destiny. So it's very important how we acquire knowledge and contemplate, reflect. Am I progressing in chanting japa? What is it supposed to give? What japa is supposed to give? Rameshwar Prabhu, one of the senior devotees, one time he sent me through the Facebook, I connect with him. I said, can you give me the tips on the result of the... So he sent me 10. These are from Prabhupada's word. I love those. So then he posted in the Facebook too. It's nice. So he focused those. Go one by one by one. Am I getting it? No, then something is wrong. Either me... the process is not wrong. It is struck by Mahaprabhu through Rupa Goswami path. So obviously my perception or my understanding is not proper. I need some doctor intervention. When I cannot identify the disease, don't try to figure it out. Go to a doctor who is experienced. That's what they for. Senior devotees. Then they will detect. But that's not enough. Because doctor can tell you this is the problem. You have to learn how to get the diagnosis and prescription. Then you have to start taking the medicine. Just knowing that this is the problem is not enough. So this is where Sringi is missing. This boy, he acquired knowledge. But he never knew how to apply it. And if you do apply the knowledge, satisfaction is guaranteed. This is what the people. Now, I found something very interesting from Prabhupada's purport. For the next verse that we read, I'll say something here. This is a letter that Prabhupada wrote to Mother Brinda Devi. So I'm going to read the letter. It's a beautiful letter Prabhupada wrote related to this last verse for today. My dear Brinda Devi, I have noted your several complaints against the devotees, but it would be better to set the example rather than to criticize the defects of the devotees. We would always remember that we recruit members from people in general. It is not expected that every one of our members should be immediately to the standard qualification. The best thing for you is to set the example by your personal behavior, Prabhupada writes. Try to reform the others, not by criticizing, but by friendly behavior. If sometimes there are any disagreements, we should try to forget such incidents and be always in friendship with each other. So I hope you will immediately return to your husband and forget all these disagreements and fully cooperate for developing our Berlin Center. This is 14th October 1971, letter to Vrindavan. Srila Prabhupada actually gave the solution. Now, if we apply this to Singh's case, what could have been done? Somebody help from the audience? What he could have done? What we heard from Prabhupada, that how we can resolve our issue, he acquired knowledge and he saw his father got a dead snake on his neck. Instead of cursing King Parikshit, what could have been, what alternative he could have done? Help me. Yes, he become poor.
He could have gone to the scene and...
He could have gone to who?
To the scene, where he took place and talked to his father, you know.
He was in the scene.
He was playing with the boys, it stated, and when he heard about what happened, immediately he touched water and forced it. Then Bhagavatam actually, he went there and saw the snake. But he could have gone there and then, you know, observe what happened, talk to his father, and then make a decision, really. But to just, you know, spontaneously just
very good.
Force the king. And the king has a special position, you know. Yeah.
He could have gone, you are saying, to his father and talked to him. Take it easy. Very good. Any other?
But also we have to consider that he was just a little boy. I mean, he was still immature in some ways. So we can't put too much of a blame on him too, because due to immaturity, this took place also.
Let me ask you a question to that then. Would you give a 10-year-old boy without training a gun loaded with bullets? Is it not your fault as a father?
He just...
No, first answer my question. If you teach your child that he has the power to curse anybody, would you not be give a protection also and discriminating power that you can apply only this?
You wouldn't give a kid, a 10-year-old kid,
no, you are but, you are going in a material.
But the point with Swingy is not like he had the power. He had mystical power. You know, it's not like Shambhika says, well, look, this is how you force a king, or this is, you know. He automatically, he just had the power, you know, and he just let go like that, you know, due to immaturity. You know, unlike, you know, abuse of Brahmanical powers.
So my question is again to you. If you give your 10-year-old child with a gun loaded of bullet, would you be responsible, or do you think it's the way? Even he killed somebody, police should forgive
you. You as the father, you'd be held responsible.
Okay, so same question to back, that his father also have taught him that you got Brahma Vidya. But you must learn how to apply it. Otherwise, it is not proper to teach you this.
Well, I guess so.
Offenses, for a Vaishnava offenses, it is compulsory that we must remember. We want to advance, get Krishna prem. But offenses, we do not care. When we have a doubt, many devotees have a doubt. Krishna says in 440, Ajnanascha Asraddha Dhanascha Samsayatma Vinashyati. You cannot progress if you have these three things. And commentary of Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says one more, four. If you are ignorance, Asraddha, you don't have a faith, or you don't believe, Samsayatma, and you have a doubt in the process. I'm chanting for 10 years so nicely. I don't see anything really happening. I'll just slow down. I'll chant maybe whenever I like. These are called doubts. And then Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur said, even if you don't practice, even if you have all those three removed, but you don't practice, you will not get the result. How the doubt comes? How the doubt comes? That's the question. Doubt comes from two reasons, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur gives. One reason is, this is introspective, that maybe I'm not qualified to understand. The topics are so elevated. Maybe I should become mature. Adhikara nalabhya siddha deha bhave viparja buddhi janme shakti rabhave. I'm not qualified to understand, okay, but I want to understand, so let me become qualified. That's called inward. Pushing the process. Paying more attention. Instead of going around or giving up the process. And another is to go to a proper authority or person who can explain this clearly and intelligible. Something that I can understand. Within our society there are many devotees who has a love for each person we can see. You know, Sanatana Goswami says, if you are intellectually oriented, go to a senior devotee who is also intellectually oriented. If you are emotionally oriented, go to a person who is also emotionally oriented. It will benefit you faster. Even within Alacha, you will see some devotees are more of a shastric based speaking. Some are more of a practically based speaking. Some are more of a intellectual, you know, drawing chart, they like this, they understand that very well. And if you are that kind of oriented, go there. You'll be benefited faster than other people. And if you are emotionally based, then go to that, those devotees who are like this. This is Sanatana Goswami Pada's suggestion. So how do you remove this? You remove the doubt by going through to a devotee and properly submit that I cannot understand this apostle. I'm trying to defend with my own intelligence. We should respect what Prabhupada said, what our Acharya said. We should take their explanation above every understanding I have. Then possible by their mercy, heart will transform. Yes, Prabhupada.
Let me ask you this about, could have Shamika Rishi nullify that force? Could he have just make it null and void here? That reaction would not be.
Yes, he could do that. King Parikshit also could do that. Prabhupada already said that. But the point is here is not question of whether they could or not. Point is here how it is relevant to us. If it was me as a Sringi, I would do the same mistake if I didn't know the glory of King Parikshit. I would probably curse also. Okay, any other? Yes, please. There is a famous verse in 11th canto, 11.20.27.20. Jato sadda matkatasu nirvinna sarva karmasu veda dukkha atmakan kaman parittege api anishya tato bhajeto mama prita dhira saddalo nishchaya jushmanastu tana kama. This verse is so important. You ever wonder, anybody ever wonder in this audience, whether Krishna knows what you are going through or you experience what you are going through? Did you ever ask that question? I ask really like, I mean really in front of the deity, I'm sure they are listening now. I asked Radha Shyam Sundar, are you experiencing, do you have a clue like what I'm going through, or are you just hearing that what I'm going through or when I'm saying? So this verse actually answers this. It's very nice. It says, Jato Sutta Matkatasu Nirvinna Sarva Karmasu. When your faith is developing, Jato means birth, when your faith is taking birth or you're developing your faith, then what happens? You become slowly, slowly acknowledging all the mistakes you did, like ignoring devotees, disrespecting devotees, judging devotees, being sentimental in the spiritual path. Just because I'm Indian, maybe they don't like me. Where did this idea come from? It's just me concocted. You follow? It's nothing to do with Indian or not Indian. But we create this kind of. So then it's a Nirvinna Sarva Karmasu, Veda Dukkha Atma Kankama. The biggest trouble that sense enjoyment spirit, I want to enjoy, I want to have this, I want to have this. Like Krishna suggested when Arjuna expressed his feeling, he said, I don't want to fight. I want to practice Jnana Yoga, study philosophy whole day and meditate, then I don't have to get involved and there is no reaction. If I don't get involved, no reaction, and I'll be leaving this world with peace, and then at the end I'll be happy next life. Krishna says, no, do karma yoga. So then question, this is what the battle is. Actually, battle is not outside, it's inside. So Krishna is helping Arjuna to get it. So then he comes to a point where he says, yes, you can go run away from your activities, from the war. You can go to the forest or take a sannyas. But what will happen to you? You are born with a particular nature, combination of three modes. You are born as a fighter, you are going to fight. You take sannyas, you will become a fighter there in the forest. You cannot escape from it. So why karma yoga? Krishna says that whatever inborn nature will be purified if you just offer the nature to me. And Prabhupada put in the purport, he said, Arjuna has the two options. Either he fight for Krishna or fight for Krishna's Maya. That's all. He's going to fight. You follow? So when you recognize what desire, preference you have in your life, you may say, oh, this is going to slow my devotional path. But what should I do? I want to become pure devotee, I also want to enjoy this. It's very, very difficult. What to do? What to do? So Krishna suggested to Arjuna, just offer it to me. So you have to find the link. You will regret. You will repent for the inherent nature. Oh my God, I hated that devotee. That's so bad. But I did. I don't like this group, I like this group. So many things, like going by, one by, one by. I don't like it, but it is there. So then Krishna says, suggested to Arjuna, that you must regret and repent and pray. I don't want this, Prabhu, I'm sorry. It is really like, that is called applying the knowledge in the heart where the consciousness will transform. So, bad thing I did, I went down, but somehow or other I became resilient, got out of it. But I regret it. The next time when mind will remind me to criticize or do offensive or anything bad, it will prevent. Because I regretted, I repented. You follow? That is called purification. I will still remember I did this, but it will not affect me anymore to do it. That relief brings the satisfaction. So regret, you have to go like so many things. Does that make sense? Thank you. Okay, any other? No? We'll stop here. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaur Pramanande, Hare Hari Bol, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Pancha Kalpataru Vishya Kripa Sindhu Deva Chapatitanam Pavane Vahoshna Vipo Namah.